Biding Time by Sally Warboys, with Mick Ford as Harvey, Sherry Hewson as Jean, Christopher Godwin as Ian, Alan Dudley as Mr. Crumb, Joan Mattison as Mrs. Crumb, and John Moffat as Mr. Reed. Biding Time.
Going out, son?
I want to take a few photographs before it gets too dark.
Bit windy. Reckon that branch will go next. Be nothing left of that tree soon. Ah, that's more like it. Can't beat this set for sound.
Harvey?
I suppose I could work on the other wireless
Harvey,
instead.
There's another bird behind the cardboard. The wind must have blown a nest down.
I was looking forward to our game of cards. Still, if you must go out.
I'll die if it pushes that cardboard down and flaps all around the room. I know I shouldn't let a little bird bother me.
He wants to go out, Mavis. I'll see to it.
No, Arthur, there'll be soot everywhere. You haven't got the patience.
He wants to take some pictures.
It might be a big bird.
I can manage.
No.
I never thought I'd live to see the day when my strength would be pitted against
Please.
A tiny bird.
That's
Please.
Not the point.
Don't do this.
Do what, Harvey?
Just don't. That's all.
Harvey.
No need to upset yourself, son. No need for that.
You go out and take your pictures. We'll see to the bird when you get back.
Yes, I'll leave it be, son.
You better put some more coal on. It's not very warm in here.
Dear God, this has to be one claim that is not for real.
Ah, good morning, Crumb. Well, don't stand there gawking like a fish, Harvey, lad. Sit you down into the work, eh?
I detect from the blank expression that you wonder why your better sits alone talking to none other than himself. Well, worry you not. There are no bats flying in my belfry, just having a word with brain. And I must confess to being uncertain as to whether it is out of sorts or that of the hand which completed this. Yet another holiday claim. Stolen jewels, no less. I can't blame them, I suppose. They try to get out what they can. This company tries to get out of it what it can. He who has best developed the art of cunning wins. Oh, and speaking of cunning, Harvey, lad, I would like a word or two, something we usually avoid, I know, but bad feelings aside for a mo, a word about Jean.
Oh, well, she'll be in a minute.
Exactly. That's why I beg a quick response. My forthcoming words are not meant for Jean's delicate ears. Not for our immaculate, unsoiled, sensual, unsunned. Now, I know you're a man of few words, which is something to be admired, normally. It would appear on the surface that you achieve far more by silent retreat than I do, with what amounts to hours of artful persuasion, not to mention bars of somewhat expensive chocolate. And although it pains me, I have to say that Jean prefers you to me.
Jean and I are just good friends.
Oh, Harvey Crumb, are you really as dull as you make out? Is there really no fire burning within? Not even a thread-like spark, eh? Now, come on, Toad, admit it.
I don't concern myself with Jean's private parts.
Is that what you call it?
I take it you want these forms guillotined now?
You take it correctly. I expect you're wondering why Ian wants to play this little game with Jean.
Not really.
Well, I shall tell you. Competition. It stimulates. And stimulation pushes the blood through to those certain parts, those private parts. Ah, the lovely maiden herself.
Morning.
Morning, Jean.
And I was just giving Crumb here some advice on the wicked ways of women. Can't have him remaining a virgin all his life. I presume those are my letters you're about to tap into your little WP?
Yes, Ian.
Well, good girl, good girl. You see, you can be good. But he does sometimes wonder how bad she can be.
I would rather you didn't breathe on me while I'm working.
Merely passing on my way. A little pause to enjoy the view. Actually, I was admiring the back of your neck. Seductive little locks curling around the nape of your ivory, swan-like. Lovely hair. Beautiful, unblemished skin.
Don't do that. Your behaviour is something to be questioned.
Oh, is it now? And what sort of behaviour are you seeking, my love? Is it anybody you secretly crave, or just mine?
All I want of your body is for it to disappear.
Something amusing you, Crumb.
What an unearthly bastard you are. Like a ghost embodied. What say you, Jean?
Hey, look there, see? Quite speechless. I fear to leave you with him, but needs must. Oh, do remember the old saying, my love, distrust the dispassioned.
I don't know how you stand there and take his insults, Harvey. Why don't you hit back?
Well, I'm glad you don't stand for any of his nonsense.
Oh, I didn't think you cared. You don't usually take any interest. I could live in a squat for all you know.
Do you?
Not exactly. I lodge with an aunt. We don't get on all that well. You never talk about your family.
Well, not much to say. My parents are quite old. I came to them late in life.
No brothers or sisters?
No. Not...
Watch this, children. No tapping on the keyboard. I would like my letters to go off by the first post, Jean, if that's not too much trouble. Crumb, you are wanted elsewhere. Mr. Clark would like you to pop in. Well, come on, lady. Off you pop. Oh. Oh, what a freak he is.
Hello. What have we here?
You're unscrupulous, Ian. How would you like somebody to go through your drawers?
Oh, don't tease me, Jean.
Oh.
I think this is meant to be a horse. Oh, dear, my 8-year-old could do better. Oh, do turn and look, my sweet. Perhaps he intends to mount it.
It's very good. Harvey has hidden talent. He's certainly wasted in this place.
Rubbish. It's pathetic. Give Ian a black felt tip. I shall add a few poetic words.
No.
Now, suit yourself. I shall use this marker. Bright red. Perfect.
He's very sensitive, you know.
Oh, is he now?
You'll hurt his feelings.
Well, the man has no feelings. I told you, he's a mere ghost wrapped in flesh. Fantasies. My morning's work by Harvey Crumb. There. A drawing pin is now required.
You're not really going to pin it up there.
There. Now, the entire staff shall have full view, from Ruby Teapot to the managing director. They shall all see the real work of Harvey Crumb.
You just can't leave him alone, can you? What is it about him? What does he do?
He crawls under my skin. Ah! The Crumb returns. Creeping about like Jesus again? Hoping to catch Jean and I at it, are we? Hmm? Wishing to learn from the maestro? Hmm?
Why have you put that up there?
It's all right, Harvey. No one's seen it. Just take it down before they do.
I think you have unfinished work in the machine, young lady. And you, Crumb, have to complete these now. You have 9 minutes, comprende?
You've been through my drawer.
Oh, how astute of you to notice.
Excuse me.
Why? What have you done
now? I want to take that down.
Not the time. I'm sorry.
Please, move out of my way.
Harvey, push him out of the bloody way. Don't stand there pleading with him.
Is there no work to be done? Shouldn't you be on your way to Lloyd's, Ian?
I should indeed, Mr. Reed. I'm waiting on the lad.
Did you put that up there, Harvey?
I did, sir. I thought you'd like to see what
Take
Harvey...
it down then, Ian, would you? Come through, please, Jean. Some dictation. Oh, and bring the H. Pollard file. We have quite a lot to get through this morning. Was it something you particularly wanted to keep, Harvey?
No.
May I have it, please, Ian?
No, my pleasure, sir.
When you're ready, Jean.
Oh, we have put Sir in a mood, haven't we, Crumb?
Hello, love. I was just beginning to worry. Train late, was it?
No.
It's nearly 4:15.
Well, I must have walked slower than usual.
But it's drizzling, Harvey.
I had my umbrella.
Drizzle's the worst kind. It makes you so damp.
Come and sit by the fire, son. Warm yourself. Your mother's baked a steak pie.
Your sweater's coming along nicely. I must remember to measure your arms tonight. I swear they've grown another inch.
You can't beat a coal fire. They can keep their central heating. Who wants to sit by a metal radiator? What's up, son? You look a bit downhearted.
Oh, I'm okay.
Not in love, are you?
No.
Your mother was telling me about this Jean of yours.
She's not mine. We work together, that's all. Dad. Sometimes, just sometimes, I feel the need to... Well, I feel like getting away for a while.
Go on. You mean a holiday, do you?
People of my age, well... They're usually left home by now. They've either got themselves married or they've had a flat or something.
You are depressed. I knew it. Well, I can't say I'm surprised. You need a bit of loving. You should get out more. Go to dances. The girls won't come knocking on the door, son. Yeah. I know your mother meant no harm, but well, you should have been allowed to fetch your mates home. She's been a bit too possessive. I was thinking only the other day about you when you were a kid. I can't remember any friends. It's funny, that way. You must have had one or two.
I think perhaps I should move out. See what it's like on my own.
What's brought all this on, then? We're a family, Harvey. We should be together. Is that you, Mavis?
I didn't mean to. I wasn't eavesdropping. Harvey, you're not really going to leave us.
I just feel...
But we don't have to fear. You come and go as you please. Oh, don't say you want to leave us, love. I couldn't bear it.
You go back into the kitchen and dish up that pie, Mavis. Me and Harvey need to have a little chat. Father to son.
Just think of his room without his things.
Well, you have shaken me. Who would have expected this? Now, listen, son, I know we're not much company for you, but you can bring your friends home whenever you like.
It's a bit late for that. I can't suddenly change things after all this
of
time.
Of course you can. I'll get round your mother. Besides, I'm not getting any better, I'm afraid. Worse, if anything. I've had a few bad turns. Your mother doesn't know I've covered it. But the fact is, son, the old ticker's not as it should be. Trouble is, if anything should happen, and these things have a habit of striking at night, well, I don't know how your mother would cope. Bit of sunshine, that's what we need.
I've told you before, holiday is what you need, somewhere in the sun.
It's no good, Harvey. You won't ever get me to part with our savings. That's funeral money, with a little bit left over for you.
Would you go if the money came from somewhere else?
Oh, chance would be a fine thing.
I hope you haven't been having crosswords.
Crosswords? Don't be daft. No, we got it all wrong. He wants a holiday by himself next year, that's all. A few days by the sea, by himself. You can't deny him that, Mavis.
Is that right? Silly old thing, scaring your poor old mother like that.
Yeah.
Harvey, I can feel your eyes burning into my back.
Sorry.
Have you finished Ian's report form? He'll be back any minute. What's wrong, Harvey?
Nothing.
You don't seem very happy.
I was just thinking. Trying to work out a way of getting some money.
Well, the banks are begging for business.
Oh, no. No, I couldn't afford the repayments. I want to send my parents away for a month.
Get rid of them, you mean?
No, they haven't had a holiday in years. Dad had to give up work. He's got a bad heart. I've thought of a way.
Harvey, I'm still here, you know. I'm not sitting on that cloud out there. Harvey!
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. You never seem to be where you are. Why can't you be like the rest of us and just get on with it?
I thought I was like the rest of you, getting on with it. You don't think I'm any different, do you?
Well, perhaps a bit. But the part of you that is different is the part I like. I won't want you to change. Well, are you going to tell me then how you propose to get this sum of money?
Oh. You won't like it.
Try me.
I'm thinking of arranging a little accident. Claim compensation. You remember Ruby and the scalding water? They paid her a small fortune.
What sort of accident?
With that.
The guillotine?
Ian still hasn't done anything about the safety bar, and he doesn't intend to. Every time Reed tells him to get it seen to, it's for one reason. It's Reed's way of jogging Ian's memory as to who is at the top of the pecking order. And that's why Ian won't get it seen to. It's a game they play.
I know you're not usually one for sick jokes, Harvey, but this is one, isn't it?
Fingertips, that's all. I mean, not me right hand, just me left. I shall have to prove its worth. I shall have to sketch, draw and paint with me left hand. And I shall make it public knowledge. Hey, let Ian pin me work to the walls, he'll be doing me a favour.
You are serious?
Oh, not disturbing anything, I hope. Weren't about to copulate between the desks, I trust? Crumb, look, why not buy some decent glasses that fit, eh?
Oh, come through to my office here, would you?
Of course, sir, yes.
You won't say anything, will you?
Won't say anything? Do you honestly expect me to sit back and let you do something like that?
No, it won't be as bad as you think.
It won't be anything, Harvey, because you're not going to do it. If I have to, I will personally phone maintenance and tell them to remove that antiquated thing from this office.
Many thanks, Ian.
I have it pleasure, sir.
Yes. Well, see you all bright and early, first thing. Manana.
Manana. And to think that such a specimen is about to outpoker we both, Crumb. Is it not unjust? I get church bazaar leaflets while he slices the beautiful maiden he's just wined and dined. Oh, many a good tune and a feeling fiddle. Now, if it were you and I, Jean, that'd be different. Why not tell Crumb here that you would prefer not to have coffee-flavoured liquid with him in the future, but something with a little more bite to it? Avec moi. Hmm?
No, thanks.
Oh, silly muchacha. Doesn't know what she's missing. I shall be on myself for something like, 40 minutes, Crumb. See if you can manage to do, say, 3/4 of these. I shall slice the remainder later, in the presence of Sir. There's just a couple of 100 church bazaar handouts for his little woman. Guillotine along the dotted line. There's a good chap. Oh, and have those claim forms finished by the time I get back. That's if you can keep yourself away from the madam here. And don't be taken in by that innocent way of his. Mm. To the pip.
Harvey, give those to me. I'll do them later.
Now, it won't be necessary. I won't do anything like I said. You're right. It was a crazy idea. I will go to the bank, ask about a loan.
I don't believe you.
I probably told you on purpose. So you'd knock the idea flat. You're the only one I can talk to. You know, I don't seem to know many people. It's always been like that, even at school. Everyone else used to go about in groups or pairs. They seem to think that I preferred my own company. I don't remember being unhappy. I suppose I was just lonely.
Oh, Harvey.
I don't suppose... I don't imagine you would... You'd want to go out with someone like me, would you?
I might. If someone like you were to ask me. Well, are you asking me?
I think so.
You are funny.
Oh, am I?
Look, I will go out with you, but on one condition, that you promise me faithfully you won't ever think about silly accidents again.
I told you I won't do it. Well, we'll go somewhere after work tomorrow, shall we?
Why not? I know a nice little wine bar.
Oh, don't you mean a pub?
No, Harvey, I mean a wine bar. You've never been in one, have you?
No, well, I can't say I have.
Well, it's the first time for everything.
Oh, my mother won't like it.
Your mother's not invited. What's that you're working on, Harvey?
Just a sketch.
You're using your left hand. You're not left-handed.
It's just an experiment.
Hold it up. Let me see.
It's just a rough sketch.
Let me see. Come on, hold it up. Harvey, that's very good. Mm. You haven't drawn with your left hand before. Would you believe it? You are clever. Oh, dear.
Why don't you join Dad? It's gone 11.
No. It's nice at this time. Peaceful. Just the two of us. Should we have some more cocoa?
You can if you like. I'm going up.
Yes. I expect you must be tired.
Pass me my rug, son. I feel a bit chilly. That's better. I'll just sit here for a while by the fire. You know, I like to have a little think. I'll think about that cruise you dream of me going on. Oh, dear. Heartburn. It's a terror. Ate too many pancakes, put too much butter on them.
Why don't you go to bed?
Oh. No. I'll go up presently. This is the best time of day for me. I love this room. Mum's old dresser, her willow dinner service, family photographs. I could sit here for hours looking at everything. I go right back sometimes to when I was a little girl. I used to sit on our green velvet settee and gaze up at that china. I do miss my old mum. I expect you do too. She was a lovely old gran, wasn't she? I suppose I should do something about
it. I'm going up now.
Night, love. Oh, Harvey?
Hmm?
You'll be seeing this Jean again, then?
Possibly.
I hope she's not... I hope she's a good girl. You have to be so careful these days.
I'll see you in the morning.
Oh.
Mavis, you coming up? Oh, scared the life out of me. Woke up and you weren't there. Well, it's not the summer, love. You only fall asleep on chairs in the summer. Outside, in the sun. Mavis? Wake up, then. Maeve.
What's the matter?
Huh? It's your mother. She didn't come to bed. She's cold, Harvey.
Morning.
Good morning, sir. I take it that Harvey is due in today, sir.
As far as I know, Ian, yes.
It would appear that we have yet another inability to contend with. Punctuality.
Now, don't be too hard, old man. After
Ian doesn't
all...
know how not to be hard when it comes to Harvey, sir.
Jean, Jeannie. You really must learn not to let the affairs of your heart jeopardise your work. I was waiting for that.
How would you feel if your mother had just died?
It was 1 week ago,
his mother is dead!
And so is mine. It's quite common for parents to pass on before the offspring. They're more vulnerable. Life, as sweet or as sour as it be, has to go on regardless. We cannot come to a halt because someone's mother has gone to that place where we shall all go eventually. All of us will die, Jean, in the passage of time. But until that day of judgment, for those of us here today, we must continue to work. So my letter, please.
I'm so sorry to be so late, Mr. Reed. My father's
it's
been...
It's all right. We're all very sorry to hear about your mother.
Oh, thank you. My father, he's been...
Yes. I'm sure he must have been quite upset. If there's anything we can do... come in, would you, Ian?
Oh, yes, sir. Just give me a few seconds, sir. Now, look, listen, Harvey, old chap. I know what you're going through. I've been there myself. And, well, you know, it's quite true what they say about time being the old healer. But, meanwhile, old cock, you take it like a man, eh? At least while you're here. Others don't want to be depressed by... Well, I think you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yes. Oh, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, good man. Look, now then, lad, you've got some work to catch up on. Nothing like burying oneself.
You okay?
Oh, I think so.
I expect your dad's taking it badly.
He's been taken into hospital.
Oh, Harvey, I am sorry.
Yeah, he had another attack. He will get better, but he won't ever be quite the same. He'll need looking after. Oh, the house is so quiet. When I first wake up, I know there's something horrible I've got to think about. Then I remember I shall never see my mother again. To think I was wishing her out of my life. They've suggested taking Dad into care, you know, when he comes out of hospital. Well, it's up to me now, you know, to keep things going, get me father back home where he belongs. I shall have to leave here soon to look after him. Jean, I keep having this dream. I'm standing in a street, looking up at a building, and I can see into one of the windows. I can see a cold, bare room, and in that room, sitting on the one and only chair, is my mother. There are steps everywhere, going up in all directions, but none of them lead to her. She just sits there, waiting, not knowing about the steps, not knowing. I've tried them all. I would shout up to her, but it's too far, and the glass in the window, it's too thick. All she can do is stare down at me, wondering why I won't go up to her.
Harvey, listen. While your father's in hospital, let me come over and cook you a meal or something.
I couldn't let you do that. My mother would hate anyone else to touch her things going into her cupboards. You can come over, though. Well, you can come for a meal if you like, but I'll cook it. I don't think she'll mind that. You can see now, Jean, can't you? You can see why I need an insurance claim.
Oh, Harvey, not that again.
But I've got to get some money, so I can stop working and take care of Dad.
Look, you've got your paintings, Harvey. You can sell them. They're very good, you know. They're really good. Promise me you'll stop thinking about that thing. Promise me.
It's so quiet in the house now. Oh, it would be nice to have a visitor.
It seems really weird seeing you in the kitchen instead of the office. Yeah,
why don't you go into the best room and make yourself comfortable? I'll be with you in a couple of minutes.
In other words, get out of my kitchen. All right, I'm going. Oh, heavens and earth. It's a museum. Complete with flying ducks. Where time has stood still.
There's some sherry in the sideboard. And what's the matter?
It's this room. When did you last decorate?
Oh, my father goes over the paintwork every year.
Oh, I know, I'm sure he does. It's clean. It's very clean. But the curtains, Harvey, the wallpaper. I feel as if we've suddenly gone back in time. I mean, the armchairs and the rugs and the tablecloth, all these wirelesses.
Oh, well, that's Dad's collection. Here, that one's his favourite, the Pi-Q Portable 1933.
Do you know what I think? I think it's time you moved into the 80s. You'd have no problem selling this lot. Antique shops are full of this kind of junk. And the prices. God, you could get rid of this heap, no trouble. This place is like a mortuary. You need to throw your windows open.
The rooms are aired every day.
The rooms should be used every day. All of them. Ever heard of the homeless? Ordinary people like us that have to go from one bed and breakfast to another because they can't find a decent room in a decent house. Thousands would give their right arm to live in one of those rooms up there.
You have been in the bedrooms?
Yes, all five of them. Fill them with people, Harvey. Get rid of the stuffed birds and bring some life into the place.
Fill this house with strangers?
Yes!
But this is my home. My father's home.
Well, it shouldn't be your father's home. You should find him another sanctuary away from all these memories. It's morbid. You don't have to live like this. You could sell this house and buy a smaller one. That way you could have some spare cash. Either that or let the room.
No, I don't want strangers here. And I don't want to sell. This is my home. This is my father's home. We live here. We have always lived here. I can't live anywhere else. I can't live anywhere else, Jean. I can't.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. I had no right. I don't know what came over me. Of course it's your home. I wasn't thinking, you see. I suppose it's because I've been living so long with my aunt.
I've forgotten what home means.
I wish I could forget what home means, but I can't. You must admit, though, it beats the office any day.
Yeah. And anything beats that place. It wouldn't be quite so bad if Ian wasn't there. Unfortunately, you can't wish people away. Otherwise, he'd have been long gone in a puff of smoke. Oh, I wish you'd stand up to him sometimes, Harvey.
I will. I've been biding time, waiting for the moment. And I think I'm quite close to it. Very close, in fact. I see you still haven't phoned maintenance about the safety bar.
Now get back to sleep, Harvey, lad. Speaking boldly does not become you.
Still no Jean?
No, sir, no.
Hmm. Oh, while you're using the guillotine, Ian, my wife has taken the liberty of accepting anything that needs to be trimmed. I mean, I would do it myself.
No, not at all, sir. It shouldn't take more than 10 minutes.
Terribly good of you, old man. Got to keep the little woman tranquil.
My sentiments entirely, sir.
I wonder where Jean could have got to.
It would seem her mission is more important than her work. You have something to answer for, Harvey. And the foolish girl is under the impression that Harvey's paintings are a work of art. She's carried some off to an art dealer in pursuit of recognition.
Your hobby is becoming something that draws much attention, Harvey. One of the directors has shown a good deal of interest. You obviously have talent.
Thank you.
Well, I'll leave those with you then, Ian. Many thanks.
Yes, sir. Much more of this. I'll ram the church fate handouts down his throat.
I'll do them, if you like.
No, thank you. Little boys and dangerous toys. Oh, now then, Harvey, lad. I have something to ask you. A little bird has been singing in my ear. Ian, I have bad news, I fear. The pretty bud unblown travels to and sometimes fro Harvey's home. Now, look, I'm not asking if she crawled into your bed. That is painfully clear. I'm asking if she was any good. I know she left here with you last week, and I know she got on your train. Where else would she be going, eh? You with that nice empty house all to yourself? Oh, clever, clever Harvey Crumb. Clever, contriving, cunning little man.
You are surely not jealous of such a little Crumb, are you, Ian?
My, 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 how plucky we are today. Now, that is a very silly place to put a hand. One might just be tempted. Oh, God, to take it away, Harvey, lad, before Ian carelessly loses his grip. Oh, we wish to play games, do we?
You haven't got the guts.
I shouldn't put me to the test,
Sonny. Oh, but
boy.
I am putting you to the test.
Want to be the bleeding brave hero, do we?
Well, at least I wouldn't be in your class.
And what class would that be?
Oh, lick everyone's, do you, or just sirs?
Just remove your fingertips before I do.
I've never been this close to you before. You're quite yellow, aren't you?
I am sorely tempted,
Sonny. A full-blown bag of wind.
Oh, I feel something rising in me.
Well, maybe it's just a smidgen of courage that tries to rid itself from your gut.
You little crap artist.
You can't do it, can you?
You had better be sure of your reflexes. Ready?
Waiting.
Right, you're on.
Harvey!
You weird bastard. Another split second. You're mad, Crumb. Quite mad. It wasn't fear I saw in your eyes. It was the look of a man with a cracked brain.
You promised me.
I promised nothing. Well, what did they say? About me paintings, well?
Find out for yourself. Here's the card. What kind of games do you play?
What did they say?
Oh, they offered £200 for the watercolour and £300 for the oil. Aren't you even shaken by what nearly happened?
I had to challenge him. I hadn't intended it. It just happened.
You made it happen. It hadn't have come in when I... You'd have gone through with it, wouldn't you?
I don't know. Oh, I think I might have. But it's over now. It's over and there's no damage done.
Jeez.
Thanks for taking the paintings. Shall we go out for a meal to celebrate?
Oh, I don't think so. Thanks all the same.
I've already given my notice, you know.
So I've heard.
Well, I'll see you once I left.
I doubt it.
Can I write to you?
If you must. I don't promise to write back, though.
£500 for two paintings.
Seems so strange here now. You've made a good job of this pie, son.
I found Mum's old cookery book.
They don't do a bad dinner there. They do a nice treacle tart. Custard's a bit lumpy. Your mother used to make a lovely egg custard. I do miss her awfully. It's not so bad when I'm in that place. There's so much going on. Don't get time to think. It's being here now. Being in this house and knowing she'll never walk through that door again.
No, we'll be all right, Dad. We'll get used to it. You can come home for good soon instead of just at weekends. You'll feel better once we get back into a routine.
I don't think so, son. I shall never get used to it. I don't think I shall come here next weekend. I don't think I shall ever come here again. I don't want to see it, not without your mother. I can't eat this pie, son.
Dear Jean, just a little note to say I'm well and that I would very much like to see you. I've been working in oils, and it seems to be going well. It's terribly quiet here. My father doesn't always want to come at weekends. I'm sure it's just something he's going through, though, and that he will want to come home soon. I hope so. I miss the company. I'm getting to be a dab hand with the oven, so if you fancy coming over for a meal, I will gladly knock something special up.
Dear Harvey, thank you for your letter. I am pleased to hear about the painting. Oh, you'll be famous one day. I'm sorry to hear your father is still mourning. I hope he cheers up soon. No change in the office. Ian is still his usual horrible self. Thank you for inviting me over. I won't take you up on it, though. I seem to be so busy these days.
Dear Jean, thank you for replying to my letter. You don't have to answer this one. I just wanted to say that if I have done anything to offend you, I am sorry. I know the thing with the guillotine upset you, and that's understandable, but if you could try to put it out of your mind as I have... Oh, Harvey.
Dear Mr. Crumb, your father has asked me to write to you regarding his weekend visits home. Sadly, they seem to be upsetting him. It seems he would rather not be reminded of what was most dear to him. The home environment can be a bit much for the bereaved, and your father is no exception. I am sure, given time, he will find it less painful to make home visits. Meanwhile, I would ask you not to put any undue pressure on your father, but keep his welfare at heart. On a happier note, I would say that he has settled into our routine exceptionally well and is extremely popular, always ready to lead us into a sing-song.
Hello, Harvey.
Jean?
Well, you're not going to leave me standing here, are you?
Well, no. Of course not. Come in. Go through.
I hope you don't mind me barging in on you like this. I've caused quite a stir at the office, I'm afraid. I filed an official complaint against Ian. Seems I wasn't the only female he's been pestering. I also handed in my notice. I can't work there now. You can imagine the atmosphere.
I've missed you.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Very much. I don't suppose for one minute...
Why do you think I'm here?
I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. Everything seems to have changed. I suddenly find myself alone and wondering what's going to happen next.
I expect your dad will be coming home soon.
No. I don't think he'll be coming back here. He likes it where he is. He likes the company. He's even started to mention another woman. Doris.
Oh.
I should be pleased, really. I've often wanted to be here for a while by myself, but it's having it forced on me like this. And knowing it's permanent. I never dreamt in a million years that I would miss them so much. Oh, I suppose I should put this house on the market.
You don't have to leave it if you don't want to. Just change the use.
Let strangers move in.
Lodgers.
Would you move into a house like this?
I might, if you change the wallpaper.
Will you then? Will you be my very first lodger?
Oh, well.
Will you? Please, Jean, please, say you will.
Please. Okay, Harvey, okay, we'll give it a go.
Oh. I couldn't stop thinking about you.
I couldn't get Hugh out of my mind either. Oh.
Do you think perhaps we might,
Might what? Say it, Harvey. The words won't bite you.
You have saved me from something, you know. Back there at the office, I think I was walking a thin line. If it wasn't for you... Well, I didn't really know which way to take.
Oh, let go, Harvey. Allow yourself the privilege of tears.
No, I can't. I don't remember ever being able to cry. My mother couldn't bear me to be unhappy. See, she'd never allow me to cry.
Well, you may not know it, but you're crying now. And those tears rolling down your cheeks are yours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they are, aren't they? Oh, I don't remember crying before. Yeah, I recognise this salty taste. Oh, I'm nothing but a wet rag.
Oh, I know, and the annoying thing is, I've bloody well fallen for you.
Well, you can't have done.
Well, I have, Harvey. And I'll tell you something. It's going to take us months, but we're going to work our way through this house, redecorating every room. Agreed?
Agreed. It's what I want. It's what I need.
Underneath a summer moon, hanging in a harvest sky.
Biding Time was written by Sally Warboys. The part of Harvey was played by Mick Ford. Jean was played by Sherry Hewson. Ian by Christopher Godwin. Mr. Crumb by Alan Dudley. Mrs. Crumb by Joan Matheson, and Mr. Reed by John Moffat. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.
I'll kiss you and I someday, someday.